Breathe. The Stress Less podcast is brought to you by iBelieve.com and is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray. I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, and I'm so glad you're here to join me, where we could just take a little break out of our day and refresh ourselves with some new ideas on how we can stress less and breathe in more of God's love, His peace, and His presence. I'm the author of Whispers of Rest and Finding Spiritual White Space. Well, today we're going to be talking about the topic of saying yes and how making decisions are often a source of stress, right? We have so many different options. We're so good at analyzing things that we can analyze ourselves to a place where we don't even know what we should choose about things that are happening in our lives, in our jobs, in relationships, or whatever it might be that you're facing. Making decisions can be a source of stress. So we're going to take a look at how God can encourage us and just bounce some ideas around. Well, last time on our podcast, we talked about joy on episode 6. And we were thinking about what are the different ways that we can add more joy in our lives. Well, one of the things that can really release us to experience more joy is having new experiences and having new adventures with God, going on a new journey. But what holds us back then are all the little decisions that go along with doing new things with God or moving forward, right? So we're going to take a look at that. And before I go on to share a little story with you, I want to invite you to join me for a weekly newsletter that I can send out to you. I just share whatever's happening in my life that encourages me to encourage you too. And I'll share some soul care tips as well as some inspiring scripture just to brighten your day. So go to thebonniegray.com. thebonniegray.com, and you'll see a big subscribe button, and then you'll be able to subscribe to my weekly newsletter. I also wanted to let you know that I have a 6-video set of soul care videos shot out in nature, and it helps you to reflect on God's loving words of affirmation for you. And it comes with a book study that is an ebook called You're Worth Loving. So just head on over to whispersofrest.com. And you'll be able to see that soul care package that I created just for you. I think you'll enjoy it because it really helped inspire me to take better care of myself and refresh my soul during a season that I had healed from anxiety and stress. Okay, so the story I wanted to start off by telling you about today is something that my family wanted to do in the new year. In the new year, we try to just go to hike at a new place. And my husband suggested that we go to Point Reyes Lighthouse. I live over here in Northern California. So the Point Reyes Lighthouse is a really beautiful place right along the coast here in the West. And I'd never been there. And as we were driving there, it seemed like there was nothing. It was just really desolate. Like the whole scenery was just so barren and there were no trees. And I just love trees. Trees are my happy place. I love being in the mountains. I love being in the woods. And so when I saw that the drive over to the coast was just barren with maybe like a few shrubs here and there, and it's kind of rocky, I just wasn't interested. So I told Eric, my husband, hey, you know, why don't we just go to the lighthouse and park our car and take some pictures, then we can leave. I wanted to go and drive down to Muir Woods, which was nearby. We had gone there the previous year. And so I said, hey, why don't we just go to Muir Woods? I don't really want to be out here. It's just so barren. But what happened was as we were going up the road, and it looked like the road was leading to nowhere because we're going uphill. And my kid said, look, Mom, we're going to fall off a cliff. And I said, well, it just looks that way. You'll see the road doesn't end. We're actually not that far. We're too far right now, so we can't see. But once we stopped at the top of the hill, once we got there, I was so stunned, friends, because as far as my eye could see, once we were high up on there, there's just stretches and miles of beautiful, beautiful beaches and beautiful waves that were returning to the shore. And I could see the blue skies just shining off the cliffs. And And later on, as we went down to the lighthouse, we actually saw some gray whales that were breaching in migration across the lighthouse. And everything beautiful was moving by God's invitation. And I asked myself, oh my goodness, if I did not continue on down this road, you know, because I thought it looked so barren, I would have missed out on all this beautiful, like the beaches were like in a, were just all along the coast, like a crescent moon, as far as I could see, just, you know, 180. It was so gorgeous. So I would have missed out on that. And I thought it was just a very poignant aha moment that God often invites us to maybe start a new journey, turn a new page, make some changes. And as we're thinking about those changes and analyzing all the decisions that need to be made, it can really feel overwhelming and scary. It can cause a lot of stress because we don't want to make the wrong decision, right? We want to analyze it and see which outcome is going to be the one we want. But it's interesting, the way God calls us to walk is by faith. So a lot of times God's gentle whispers, the things that He puts on your heart, just are very quiet, and they often will not lead us to really know exactly how things will turn out. But God wants us to have a new experience. He wants to show you something new and beautiful and different because He wants to guide you and walk with you through it. So if you are going through making a difficult decision and you're not too sure what to do, I hope that today's scripture is going to really encourage you, because it really encouraged me. And I want us to turn to another time that Jesus was also inviting a small group of fishermen. Actually, two brothers who were dragging their boats back into the sand. They were fishing and they hadn't caught anything and they had given up. They were washing their nets when Jesus came to them, and they had worked hard the whole night, but there was no fish. It was there in the middle of their everyday work. Jesus told them that he'd been waiting all his life to say to them. Yes, those of you who are familiar with the scene knows that Jesus said to these fishermen, "Come, follow me." The way Jesus asked them to come follow them, it was just very unexpected, because the fishermen had caught nothing at that point and their nets were empty. But what was interesting is Jesus told them to go drop their nets further down, deeper. And when they did do it, their nets were overflowing. Now, this is the point where I was really surprised, because you would think if they caught so many fish, Jesus would continue to have them be fishermen, right? Because that's what they knew best, their whole lives, they're most knowledgeable. But what's really strange and kind of weird and radical is that Jesus called them to leave that way of life. Jesus called them away from a life that they were very good and very competent at doing. Jesus was calling them to leave something they already had a lot of experience doing. And instead, He wanted them to say yes to something they had no experience doing. So when Jesus calls us to deeper intimacy, and He's calling you to say yes to something by faith, and it doesn't look like things would turn out, maybe there are things along the way that are just discouraging you. But Jesus says, don't be afraid. I will do it with you. I love this scene because Jesus calls us to leave behind our nets of competence. And instead of relying on our own abilities, He wants to get us to go on an adventure, to be His beloved. So I'm curious, a question I want to ask you is, what decisions are you feeling overwhelmed by? And what do you think God is calling you to say yes to? What is the new journey God is quietly calling you to say yes to? A lot of times when we think about making decisions, the things that stress us out are usually the louder voices of fear or insecurity, or not feeling like we're up to the challenge, or just it's just too foreign. It's we doubt ourselves, right? It's interesting, you know, when Jesus actually shows Peter that he cares for him by filling his net, Peter had a similar response like us. Peter said in Luke chapter 5, verse 8, "Go away, Lord, I am a sinner." You know, Peter doesn't think he's good enough. And I think that's how we often feel when God invites us to something new. We feel like, oh gosh, I don't think I can do it. But Jesus says to Peter, and he's saying to you and me today, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. And I think what Jesus was saying is that what I want is your heart. I see what no one else sees. I see that with you and me together, I want to give you a new experience. I want to give you a new life. So how did the disciples respond to Jesus' invitation? It says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 20, immediately they left their nets and followed him. Immediately they left their boat and followed him. So I would love to ask you in reflection, what is it that God may be calling you to leave? What are the nets that you're holding on to? What are the nets that you're trying so hard to hold on to that Jesus is gently saying, hey, let's go on a new adventure. Say yes. You can leave the nets here. And it even says that they left their boats. So I just hope that as you see yourself in this scene, perhaps, you know, holding on to the nets, see yourself letting go of those nets and following with Jesus. I love this verse from Psalm 119:32. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. So what is it that God's calling you to say yes to? And as you think about saying yes, there are moments where it might feel scary, but give yourself permission to say no. To say no, those nets that you need to let go of. And in fact, for the brothers that had to follow Jesus, Peter and Andrew, they had to also leave their father. They had to leave their father who was there with the family business of fishing. So it definitely is not something that's small. It could be really big what you would have to say no to. A way of life that, or a way of being, or a certain chapter or season in your life. But Jesus says that he is here with you to say yes with you. He will set your heart free. Well, today's Soul Care Challenge is one of my favorites. It's to create new experiences. The Soul Care tip to create new experiences is just a wonderful chance for us to take a break. You know, sometimes when you're just trying to analyze a decision and you have your pro and cons, and suddenly, you know, both pros and cons are like equal and you just can't see, you get lost. You know, what is it you really want to do? It's really important to take a break. The poet Maya Angelou, I love this quote from her. She says, each of us needs to withdraw from the cares which will not withdraw from us. It's really important to take a break, because the part of your brain that does the analyzing, the problem-solving part of our brains, is actually a different part from the creative part of our brains, the creativity where we're thinking of new things. And so when you're making a decision, we sometimes just get stuck in that analyzing part of our brain, when in fact, we need that perspective because we're trying to do something new. We're trying to see where it is God may be wanting to guide us. So taking a break and having new experiences are very, very powerful. Now, the idea for this Soul Care tip came from a study I came across where it shows brain science tells us new experiences activate the brain's reward system, flooding it with norepinephrine. Novelty, apparently, simply doing new things together as a couple, or it doesn't have to be a couple, it could be with our children or with our friends or the community that we're in. It recreates the chemical surges of falling in love, like that excitement you feel. So instead of doing the same things, or maybe even our relationship with God, doing the same thing, the same spiritual practices, do something different. Have an experience where God can give you some aha moments when you take yourself out of what you regularly do in your routine. Just like when we went to the lighthouse, you know, rather than just going back to what I already knew, there was just some new experiences. And in those new experiences, your heart will open in those moments and you'll be able to gain some new insight and perspective. So I hope that that will inspire you to maybe do some new things and have some new experiences, because it girls' night out, it could strengthen friendships, right? Or maybe try a paint night. Whether you're single or married, parents can create new memories with your children. Eric and I love coming up with simple local outings to take our boys as a family, and we call them family adventures. You can do mommy and me dates or daddy and me dates or just a date with God. Just go somewhere where you haven't gone before in that quietness with God, and you'll be able to experience a renewal in your relationship with God. So I hope that this has been a wonderful time for you to think about this whole topic about saying yes to God and creating new experiences. I want to invite you to come to my website, thebonniegray.com. I want to continue to encourage you with my weekly newsletter. Sign up for that. You can do that there. You'll see a big subscribe button. If anything in our podcast has especially touched your heart, I would love to hear what your thoughts are. And if you have any questions, you can contact me. You'll see a link that says Ask Bonnie, and I'd love to hear from you. And grab a copy of my book, Whispers of Rest, 40 Days of God's Love to Revitalize Your Soul. You'll find 40 ways where you can find rest, different ways, because, you know, in different seasons of our lives, we want to have new ideas and how we can refresh our relationship and feel His peace and presence. And it's a great book to do with others as well as a book study. Until we see each other next time on the next podcast, remember that you're loved, you're cherished, you are worth it. Just rest. Okay, bye-bye. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.